This is Sean from the Be Your Own Nerd podcast. You can reach out to me at beyourownnerd.com, where you can also sign up for my free weekly tech newsletter. World Backup Day 2024. World Backup Day is just a reminder that you should always have backups for your data. And it doesn't need to be a specific day of the year. You really want to back up your data every day if you can, because there's no worse feeling than when you lose your data. And that could be your pictures on your cell phone. It could be your email on your computer. It could be your tax documents. It could be your saved games. It could be anything. Anything that's important to you that's on your computer or your phone. And when I say computer, I mean laptop as well. You should always be backing it up, because bad things happen. Computers get stolen. They break. Hard drives break down. You spill your drink on your laptop. You lose your phone. Your phone gets stolen. Any number of things can happen at any time. And you want to be protected against that. And the best way to do that is to make sure your data is backed up. So this is the World Backup Day website. And it's an interesting website because they have some really good stats and information on this website. So it talks about here, you know, obviously, what is a backup? It's kind of what I just went over. But down here is the stats. 21% of people have never made a backup. 113 phones are lost and stolen every minute. 29% of data loss cases are caused by accident. And 30% of all computers are infected with malware. I didn't even touch on that. You could also get a virus that takes out your files, a virus that encrypts your files. It's called ransomware, where you have to pay Bitcoin to get the decryption key to decrypt your files. And even after doing so, there's no guarantee you're going to get the decryption key from the people that encrypted your files. So all of this can be circumvented by backing up your data. And the website goes on, how should I protect my data? And I'm going to go over some of the software that I use on my Windows computers and my Mac computers to back up my data. Before we start with a list of software, there's different ways to do it. You want to back up your data to a couple of different mediums. They call it a 3-2-1 system. I don't want to get too technical with that. Anything you can back up to is going to be a bonus, especially if you haven't been doing it. But I like to back up to external hard drives. I like to back up to my NAS, which is a network attached storage device. I also like to back up to the cloud. And I use a couple of different services for that that I'll touch upon in a little bit. But the easiest way for you to start backing up is to get an external hard drive. You can get these anywhere. You can get them from Amazon.com, Newegg.com, go to Best Buy and get one. They even sell them at Costco. That's the easiest way. It's pretty reliable. It's unreliable in regards that if someone breaks into your house and steals your external hard drive, obviously they're going to steal your data, especially if they steal your computer at the same time. But it's a simple way to get started. So at least you have one backup of your data. And just keep in mind, you don't want to cheap out on backing up your data. A lot of people, you know, when I say back up your data, go get an external hard drive, they say, well, I don't want to invest in an external hard drive. I don't want to buy one. External hard drives are extremely affordable now. They vary in price depending on the size of your data, the size of the external hard drive that you'll need, but you cannot put a price on your data. If your hard drive dies and you lose your data and you don't have a backup and you send it to a data recovery center, that's going to cost you thousands of dollars to get your data back. Whereas you can go buy a nice size hard drive between $100 and $200 and back up your data right now. So I'm going to start with Mac. This is the best software that I use, in my opinion, to back up your Mac computers. The one I've been using the longest is called Super Duper, and it's available from shirt-pocket.com. It's been around forever, and it's very reliable, and it's very easy to use. You just go to the interface once you open it, and you just pick where you're going to back it up to. For this example here in this screenshot, they're backing up to their external hard drive, and you hit copy now. And you can also set up a schedule. Once again, it's affordable, $27.95, very simple to use. This is another very popular backup program that I use as well. It's called Arc Backup. It's available from arcbackup.com. And this one actually has a Windows version and a Mac version. So this one here you can use on both operating systems. This one works really well. I haven't had any issues with it, but it is a little bit harder to understand, especially when you're trying to see what it has backed up in the past and what it's going to currently back up. It takes a little bit of a learning curve, but it works really well. And it will interface with cloud storage. So if you get a cloud storage service to back up your files to, you can interface directly to that from the Arc Backup software. They have two different pricing tiers. They have the Arc 7, which is $49.99, and that's per computer. But then they have the Arc Premium for $10 more, and you can back up 5 computers, and you get a terabyte of included cloud storage through them. For Windows, I recommend Makerium Reflect. That's from makerium.com. This is an image-based backup program. It also does files as well. An image-based backup will back up your whole hard drive, everything, your Windows directory, your boot sector, everything. So that way you have a complete image of everything on your hard drive. So you can restore it to a hard drive in a different system, where you can restore it to a hard drive in your computer. If your computer broke and you put it in a new hard drive, and as soon as you restore it, it's almost like you just picked up and got going where you left off. It works really, really well. There's different ones. If we go to products here, you know, they have ones for workstations and servers. If you just have a home computer, then I recommend making them Reflect Home. And this one's simple to use. It's simple to back up. It's simple to restore. And it's simple to check logs to see what it has been backing up. You always want to check your logs and your backup software to make sure your backup is really running, because don't just set it and then forget about it and never check on it. You want to check on it at least once a week, maybe even more often than that, and make sure that it's truly backing up. Now, another piece of software for Windows that I absolutely love is Syncovery, and that's from syncovery.com. And the author of this software, his name is Tobias. He offers excellent support. Whenever I've had a question or an issue, he usually responds within minutes. It's amazing. This is a file-based backup software. This is not an image-based backup. This is a file-based backup only, but it works on both Windows and Mac, and it works really well. It also backs up to cloud storage. So if you don't want to back up to your Google Drive, your Dropbox, your Amazon Drive, Rackspace, anything, it will back up to those services as well. It's simple to use. It's simple to check the logs. It's a little bit more advanced, but they do have an easy wizard that you can use to get set up and running. But there are more advanced options if you want to keep different versions of files. So that way you always have at least three versions of a file as it's changed, different things like that. Like I said, I've been using this one for many, many years, and it has never, ever, ever let me down. Now, for a cloud-based backup, I definitely recommend Backblaze. And it's from backblaze.com. Backblaze works great, works on Windows and Mac as well. It automatically backs up all your files to the cloud. It will restore it from the cloud. And also, if you have a bunch of files to restore at once and you don't want to restore it from the cloud because that takes time depending on how slow your internet connection is, you can actually order a hard drive from them, and they will send you a hard drive with your restored files on there. So it's really simple to use. It's not so easy to tell when it's been backed up, but it is reliable. And it does a very, very good job. Pricing on Backblaze is also affordable. It's $9 a month or $99 a year. Or if you want to get it for 2 years, then it's $189 for 2 years. Once again, don't frown at the pricing, because you should not care about pricing when it comes to protecting your data. You should do whatever it takes to protect your data and make sure it's backed up. And you wanted to make sure it's backed up reliably. And Backblaze will back up your data reliably. Now let's talk about Google for a second. You should always be backing up your Google data. And to do that, Google has a service built in to google.com, and it's called Takeout. Because what happens, for example, a hacker gets your password and they lock you out of your Google account. But worse, what happens if Google locks you out of your user account? What if they all of a sudden decide that whatever you're doing on there is against their terms of service and they lock your account? You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your Gmail. You're going to lose all your files in Google Drive. You're going to lose your photos in Google Photos. So you want to use Google Takeout. And you can set this up to either do it quarterly, you can set up to do it manually, there's different options, but it will compile all of your data on Google. It will compile your Chrome bookmarks, your Drive files, your photos, your Gmail, everything. And it will put them in files that you can download through the Google Takeout interface that you can download directly to your computer and save to your external hard drive and also put on cloud storage. So please don't forget, you also need to back up your online data as well. And that could be Google, it could be Facebook, it could be any online services that you're using. You also want to back up that data as well. I'm going to make a future video on Google Takeout and how to do it. So please watch for that in the near future. If you're using an iOS device, such as an iPhone or iPad, use iCloud to back up your data. Remember, Apple only gives you 5 gigabytes to start with. It's not a lot of space. So you're going to want to upgrade to the amount of space that you need. Because there's nothing worse than when you lose your phone and you find out that you didn't have enough space in your iCloud account and not all of your data was being backed up. Best part is iCloud is built into the iOS operating system. It's built into your iPad. So it's really easy to turn on and set up. And it's very, very reliable. If you have an Android device, I recommend Google One. Google One will back up your data as well. It's affordable, different plans, obviously, based on the amount of space you need. Make sure you always select the amount of space depending on how much you require. Backup automatically. It will back up your photos, videos, contacts, and more on your mobile device. So please, please, please back up your data. If there's one recommendation that I give everyone, it's please back up your data. I cannot say this enough. And not only back it up, but test your restores. You also want to go into your backup software, whichever one you select, and you want to restore files from time to time to make sure they are restoring correctly, because there's nothing worse than when something happens and you need to restore your files and you go restore them and your backups are no good. So you want to always test your backups by doing an occasional restore of either all your files if you can, or certain select files. But always, always, always test your backups. If you want me to do a podcast about a specific backup program that I mentioned in this podcast, please shoot me an email through my website, beyourownnerd.com, and I will be happy to do a more detailed podcast about any of the backup software that I mentioned during this podcast. Once again, this is Sean from beyourownnerd.com. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can reach out to me again at beyourownnerd.com. Have yourself a great tech day.